Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, April 9th, 7:46 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, Dolores Desimone. She's with Lutherans for Life, St. Charles County Chapter here in the St. Louis area. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Good to have you with us this morning. I'm excited to share with our listeners an event that we had a chance to talk about on Faith and Family not too long ago, but I want to share also with our early morning listeners here. Tell us about the upcoming Special Needs Expo that Lutherans for Life, St. Charles County Chapter 337 is sponsoring.
Yes, sir. Yes, we're very excited about this event. It's on April 15th, and it's going to be held at the Lutheran High School here in St. Charles County on 5100 Mexico Road, and at 7 to 8:30 p.m. And the exciting thing is there's two events going on the same time that evening. One is for pastors, elders, spiritual leaders, anyone within the church that has an interest in helping their congregation take a good serious look at beefing up their ministry to special needs there on their campus. And then the other part of the expo is having opportunity for families with special needs, people or children in their home to come together and hear from a lot of the resources that are available here in the St. Charles, St. Louis area. We've got quite a few people coming to be a part of that expo, and they're going to briefly tell what they offer, what services they offer, and then they're going to have displays around the room so people can go up and talk with them later. So we're really excited about this event.
Well, very good. What are some of the topics that will be addressed by the presenters? What are some of the topics, or who are some of the presenters? What types of resources might they be offering?
Yes, sir. Again, for the parents and the families and that, it's just a lot of the local resources that are available. Of course, Lutheran Family and Children's Services, Bethesda will be there, Lutheran Association for Special Education, Team Activities for Special Kids. We've got an equestrian group, Treehouse of Greater St. Louis, the Kreider Center, Community Living, just a lot of resources there that evening. And then for the pastors and the elders or anyone, it doesn't have to be a pastor or elder. I encourage anyone from a congregation that's hearing this that would like to come brainstorm with some churches that are presently have special needs ministries or special needs worship services at their church. I encourage them to come because we're having some people from the Disability Task Force that's working within the LCMS, and some the Johnny and Friends have approached us, so we've got a lot of resources there too for churches to gain some more opportunity to learn what other LCMS churches are doing and how they might, again, start some more special needs ministries within their congregation.
Very good. So a number of resources will be available. What time does the event, the dates and time, date and time of the event?
Yes, it is Wednesday, April 15th, mm-hmm. 7 to 8:30.
Very good.
And it's at the Lutheran High School, 5100 Mexico Road, St. Peters, Missouri.
Very good. So when you have your taxes all done, you should have them all done by then, get the family all together and head over to the Special Needs Expo at Lutheran High School on 5100 Mexico Road in St. Peters, Missouri. 7 to 8:30 p.m. starts off. The presenters will be set up and in the commons there first thing. And so what will be some of the first things going on there?
Well, again, in the commons area will be where the presenters, a lot of the different resources here in our area that will have a table set up with some of their displays, some of the things that they offer, their business cards. If parents want to, you know, just pick up that business card, go home and think about what they learned that night, mm-hmm. call them another time, that opportunity. And then in the library is where we're going to have the meeting for the pastors, elders, anyone that wants to help get something going with in their church. So we'll kick off at 7 o'clock with two separate meetings. As people come in, we'll help direct them. Our Lutherans for Life chapter is very exciting to be hosting this. We'll be welcoming people and directing them to which place they want to go and from 7 to 8, those things will be happening in those two separate rooms. And then from 8 to 8:30, we see an opportunity for people to fellowship and bump shoulders with each other and hopefully make some relationships based on being Christians, being supporting each other because of the love that Christ has for us. And again, people walking around those resource tables and learning things. I think some of the pastors in that might like to pick up some of these resources too. So if they're counseling a family, they might have some things at their fingertip that they could direct people to.
Very good. Very good. And what prompted the idea for this Special Needs Expo?
That's an interesting story. Our Lutherans for Life chapter has had, for the last while now, every couple of years, we try to do what we just call a big event and reach out with the gospel, the good news of Jesus, to all different groups of people, showing that we are life-affirming. And so this year we chose reaching out to special needs. And so we planned a family fun fair, which is actually coming up later in May on the 16th, and just a fun afternoon or morning and afternoon for families with special needs to come have a good time together. And as we were planning this event, in our conversation several times it came up, yeah, I wish our churches were a little bit more friendly. I wish we knew a little bit more about what's available in our community to to really engage with these families that have special needs. So we kept thinking about this. It kept coming up, and we went, oh my goodness, maybe we are supposed to have two events here. So this expo was actually, we feel like God directed us to this by planning the special, the Family Fun Fair. We really just, it all came together. It had to be God's mighty hand. So, it was great.
Well, very good. So the Lutherans for Life St. Charles County Chapter 337 is really working on a couple of events to help serve congregations and families in addressing their needs and helping them meet these needs. Thanks
yes,
so much.
We are. Thanks. We feel like we are all a part of the body of Christ, and He has called us all to different places, different roles, gifted us in different ways, and we don't see the families with or people with special needs or those with disabilities as being any less or equal. They're totally equal with us, and we feel like we have a lot to learn from them, and we would love to have them more in our churches and engaging more with them. So that's our goal for this these events. To help us all to learn to become more comfortable and more welcoming and to just be more engaged with these God's special people.
That's great. That's great. How long, Dolores, how long have you been a part of the Lutherans for Life chapter there in St. Charles County?
Yeah, I'm not one that remembers dates and all that, but I think it's around 10 years that we've had this chapter going. I helped get this one started, and I think it's been around 10 years, and it's just a great joy to be a part of the National Lutherans for Life. They just do such wonderful projects, and the gospel is always front and center of their literature and their encouragement to us as chapters and their life teams, a lot of life teams in the area also. And it's just a wonderful group to be connected with, a great opportunity to share God's great plan for life. And as we're celebrating his resurrection and the new life we all have, there's much enthusiasm and opportunity for us to plug in and do some of these things.
Speaking of Lutherans for Life, the national organization, did you hear the news? We'll be sharing a little bit more about it tomorrow on His Time, but did you hear about the national conference this year?
Yes. Is that exciting?
How exciting.
Yeah, we'll keep all your listeners excited about joining in tomorrow and hear about that. That's very exciting.
It's going to be at a really a unique location, a family place, something that'll be neat for the whole family. So there'll be some great speakers again this year. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, but it's going to be a fun, would you say, family destination?
Oh, yes. I think that would be a great description of the place. Yes, sir.
With lots of learning to happen there as well. It sounds like it's just going to be a neat conference. That's coming up at the end of October. Right. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow on His Time.
Right.
Dolores, I really am excited about this expo and so grateful that you all are putting this together, and thankful for all that's going to happen there. It sounds like you've been working with a number of partners to make this happen. I'm sure there are people who are working behind the scenes. I know that you're doing a lot of work, but who are the other folks who are working together to make this happen?
Yes, we have a very hard-working all volunteers executive board for our Lutherans for Life chapter, and they all have a passion for life and for using that means to share the gospel. So there's quite a group of people that are working. We have weekly meetings now and divide these tasks out and get together and pray and talk about what's happening and what needs to happen yet. And as I say, we're all volunteers, so it takes a lot of communication and coordination. And then, like I say, we're very blessed to be working with Lutheran Family and Children's Services. They have been right along our side, and Jerry Marks here in the St. Charles area has helped us get connected with a lot of these resources. So that's been wonderful, and then we are just thankful for all the connections that have been made. Since I was on the radio a couple weeks ago here at KFUO, I had quite a few calls, and people just thanking us for doing this and giving us some other suggestions of things to do and how to make both of these events the best that they can be. So we're trusting the Lord to lead. This is a new adventure. None of us have done this before. So we're trusting Him to lead, and He is being very faithful to open many doors and give us many contacts. So it's very exciting.
Well, very good. Well, we're grateful for the work that you're doing, and pray that all goes well with that. Special Needs Expo again coming up Wednesday, April 15th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Lutheran High School at 5100 Mexico Road, St. Peter's, Missouri. If someone has questions or needs more information beforehand, how can they do that?
Yes, sir. I'm a member at Zion Lutheran here in Harvester, and Zion has been great to put it on their website. So the best place to find it is zionharvester.org. Mm-hmm. And it's right on the front page of their site there, and you can download the brochure, see about both events there, and then my phone number and contact information is on there. If people have questions or want to email me, that's fine. I can give my number at 636-447-3133. People are welcome to call with questions or suggestions, or if they'd like to be a part. We're still looking for people to join for the Family Fun Fair. We're looking for people to help host a station where people could just come and have fun. And then we're looking for people to maybe help with the food and that kind of things. It will be a free event that day. And so there's opportunities for, or people want to pass the information on. We're looking for getting the word out to as many as possible. And I just really encourage anyone that's listening that could send a representative from their church to come on next Wednesday, April 15th, to learn about these things. And each of our churches here in the St. Louis, St. Charles area could get a little bit more into serving our, working alongside our special needs families.
Thanks so much, Dolores. We need to go, but thank you so much for sharing with us today. God's blessings.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You bet. Coming up in just a little bit, more His Time. As we